From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will hold a formal summit next month. The AP's Sagar Mughani reports.
It was a synchronized announcement from the White House and Kremlin. The two presidents will meet July 16th in Helsinki, on the tail end of President Trump's trip to a NATO summit in Brussels and a visit to London and Scotland.
I think we'll be talking about Syria. I think we'll be talking about Ukraine. I think we'll be talking about many other subjects.
The president yesterday saying it's good to meet with other leaders, including Putin. They chatted briefly at summits last year, but plans for a full-on meeting like this had been pushed back amid the probes into alleged collusion between the Trump campaign and Moscow. Sagar Mughani, Washington.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis reassured South Korea Thursday of Washington's strong ties.
U.S. commitment to the Republic of Korea remains ironclad, and the U.S. will continue to use the full range of diplomatic and military capabilities to uphold this commitment.
U.S. President Donald Trump had announced a suspension of military exercises with South Korea, raising concerns about the continuing security assistance the United States would provide. Humanitarian groups say migrants rescued off the coast of Libya shouldn't be taken back to North African countries because they could face mistreatment there. Johannes Bayer, a representative from the German group Sea-Watch, said Thursday that there needs to be a European solution for migrants picked up at sea. European Union-funded program called Aurora aims for Libya to establish a fully functioning maritime rescue coordination by 2020. This is VOA News. U.S. Air Force Captain Jessica Tate says a military team has joined the rescue effort for 12 boys and their football coach, missing for 5 days, inside a cave being flooded by near-constant rains in Thailand.
We've been working on just kind of syncing up with our Thai counterparts because really they're the true people that have been working on the ground here. And we just want to ensure that we're providing the best assistance to them during this process.
At a morning briefing between the Thai SEALs and the U.S. team, the Thais explained that water levels have been rising overnight at a rate of about 15 centimeters per hour, complicating efforts to squeeze through tight passages, some of which require divers to contort their bodies around L-shaped bends. 15 people died and 70 were injured when a fire swept through a market and nearby homes in central Nairobi during the early hours Thursday. VOA's Philip Alexio has more.
A senior official said the blaze broke out in a timber yard. It started about 2:30 in the morning local time and spread through Jinkomba Market, nearby apartments and shanties, before being contained about 90 minutes later. Located in the densely crowded downtown part of the city, Jinkomba is the heartbeat of a huge informal market, selling everything from secondhand clothes to hardware. That area has been damaged several times already by fires. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Buckingham Palace says Britain's Queen Elizabeth II is feeling poorly and has canceled a planned appearance. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
The palace says in a statement that the 92-year-old monarch is feeling under the weather and didn't attend a morning service at St. Paul's Cathedral. The service marked the 200th anniversary of the Order of St. Michael and St. George. The Queen has had a busy schedule in recent weeks, including appearances at the Royal Ascot Horse Show. Zaria Shakili, London.
The Interior Ministry said Egyptian police killed 4 suspected militants and captured 2 others accused of being involved in an attack on a local security chief 2 days before a presidential election in March. A 5th suspect, who authorities said had driven the car used in the attack, was tracked down to an apartment in Alexandria and arrested. An Afghan official says insurgent attacks in 2 provinces have killed 29 people, including a bomb that targeted a meeting between the Taliban and village elders, urging them to enter peace talks. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. In a separate incident, a Taliban assault on a security post in northern Takhar province killed 16 border police, according to the government. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.